Fair enough. All right, Joe. Now we move into everyone's favorite segment here. It's a longer one. So Joe and I are NFL GMs. I will take the odds. Joe will take the evens. For the sake of avoiding complex situations, we're going to pretend that everything's set. No more trades.
No trades. Honestly, we do not do trades. I've said this on Instagram before. I don't do that crap. Okay? Because it is harder to predict a trade than to predict where a player is going.
Absolutely. So we're just going to draft. I'll take the odds. He takes the evens. We'll talk about our picks. So I will go first. Obviously, I'm Jacksonville. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. I don't think that's much of a hot take. He's one of the best quarterback prospects ever. And I think that that pretty much shores up my quarterback situation for hopefully the next 10 years.
And I'm the Jets GM flipping the Jaguars GM, the bird, because he stole Trevor Lawrence. But then again, it was my team's fault for not getting the first pick.
Your team's fault for beating the Browns, man.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, the Jets, they should go with Zach Wilson. I mean, he is a risk to some, according to some people, Colin Coward.
Yeah, well, he didn't like the backward sack guy, Baker Mayfield, either.
Yeah, but he is a great player, and he has a lot of talent. And I would say he's Patrick Mahomes-y, you know? He's got deep, he can move, he's got what it takes in the NFL, I bet. So I think Jets are going to draft him, and yeah.
All right, I'm the Niners. This one's tough. I know everyone – keep in mind, this is who I think they should take, not who I think they're going to take. I want Fields. I'm sorry. I know that everyone's putting Mac Jones in San Francisco because of the scheme. I know the buzz is there. Fields has more superstar potential. I want Justin Fields.
Cool. Number four would be the Falcons, and there are two players that come to mind. And one's weird and one's known. Kyle Pitts and Trey Lance. I'm going with Trey Lance because we need a quarterback. We only got Matt Ryan. Dude's getting old. We need to back him up with someone, and we need someone to learn from him. So, yeah.
Fair enough. I got five. I won't be an idiot. I'm Cincinnati. I've been saying who they should take for weeks. Joe agrees with me. Penei Sewell is going to be my offensive tackle for the future. I know Joe Burrow really likes Ja'Marr Chase. They played in college together, obviously, but here are the facts. Joe Burrow can't throw a football if there's no O-line to protect him. We saw what happened to him last season. I'm putting emphasis on my franchise quarterback, saving his life pretty much, and giving him Penei Sewell.
Of course, you know, you got to protect the quarterback. Dolphins at six. Ja'Marr Chase. Like, it's easy. You got to give Tua some, you know, receiving help. And I mean, while Will Fuller was a good addition, he is going to be suspended for a few games, as well as he's not the best secondary option. Ja'Marr Chase is amazing.
Fair enough. I'm the Lions, and I'm torn here, right? Because Kyle Pitts is obviously phenomenal, but they have Hockenson. Devontae Smith has been linked there as well. Look, I'm going to go Devontae Smith. They have no receiver depth whatsoever. Besides like Perryman. So I'm going Devontae Smith. I know that Lions fans lose a potential stud in Kyle Pitts, but they have a tight end in Hockenson and they need receiving help. I know Pitts is versatile, but it has to be Smith.
Yeah. And I guess I should be smart and not think about my team at 10. And Panthers, I guess, will take Kyle Pitts. Oh, no. Like, yeah.
Pain for you?
Mm-hmm.
Pain?
Yeah, I mean, Cowboys might move up. Jerry doesn't back down.
That's fair. All right, I'm torn here because I'm Denver. And there's a lot of needs I could go with. I could get linebacker. I could get corner. Corner would be huge. I could also get quarterback.
Receiver.
Receiver as well.
Tight end.
This might not be the wildest pick, but I mean, the Broncos just have so much they need to clean up, and their secondary is a big part of it. So I'm taking Surtain at nine. I know that maybe that's not the most urgent need. Maybe you need a linebacker, but there's not a linebacker that gets a high enough grade for me to get up there. I know that Parsons is getting hype, but also Parsons is dropping a lot. So I want Surtain. I really thought hard about Jones here, but I just don't know how he'd fit in Denver as well. I want Surtain.
Wow. That I was thinking of getting that. I guess since Surtain's off the board, that leaves one other option, and that is J.C. Horn from South Carolina going to the Cowboys.
All right, and then the New York Giants. Here, this gets interesting. It has to be Jalen Waddle at 11 for me. They've already got a decent receiving core, but as we've talked about, it isn't anything to like freak out about. The Giants need to give Daniel Jones as many weapons as possible. I thought about O-line, but I'm going to go with Waddle here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Eagles gets a bit tricky because, first of all, we have no idea what that team's doing.
True.
They recently said that they're not even decided on their quarterback. But there's one thing they need, and that is defense. And even though Caleb Farley is questionable, that is the only person that I can see that they would honestly take because they need a corner so much. So Caleb Farley.
Fair enough. All right. So I am currently at 13. I'm the Chargers. They need O-line. They've needed O-line for a while. So my pick is going to be Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern. This is actually a little lower than Kuiper and McShay had him in the joint mock draft, but I think LA is a good fit for Slater to help Herbert and give him more protection.
Yeah, and Kuiper's overrated. Yeah. Vikings at 14. I think it's obvious what they need. That's an edge. Best edge in the game right now is Kwity Paye.
That's an early take for Paye. I've seen him in the second round in some drafts.
No, he's going first round.
All right. New England Patriots. Thank you for Mac. I'm going to take him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look. They need at least some quarterback competition for Cam Newton. And also, we need an option if Newton doesn't pan out. Mac Jones needs to be my quarterback.
Should have the Panthers take Mac Jones for no reason.
But. Thank you for Mac Jones because I'm taking that 15.
16, Arizona Cardinals. They need offensive line help. They need offensive guards. They need Elijah Vera Tucker.
That messes things up for me now. Because I need, for the Raiders, I need some O-line help. I also potentially need D-line help, and I need everything help. But there's no good corners on the board. Maybe Moore gets safety, but I'm not really sure I want to draft him that high. Darrisaw is still on the board, right?
Yeah.
Give me Christian Darrisaw at tackle. Let me protect Derek Carr a little better.
Yeah, okay. 18, easy pick. Running back, Najee Harris.
Big time.
I mean, Gaskin is a good player. Wait, Gaskin's not – is he?
He was. I don't know if he moved.
Yeah, they need a running back anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, and so this leaves me at 19 with the Washington football team, and Micah Parsons is still on the board, so I'm going to take him. I know that this is the lower end of his range at the moment, but I think Parsons goes 19 to Washington.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm going to have about the most fearsome front seven on planet Earth.
Okay. So, Bears, we all know we're still trying to get Russell Wilson, guys. Bears Nation, we're still trying to go for Russ. What does Russ want? He wants an offensive line. So we're going to go in the opposite direction. I'm just kidding. Tevin Jenkins, Oklahoma State.
Very early for Jenkins, but I don't mind.
It's not that early. He's rising a lot right now.
Yeah, I saw him towards the end of the first round.
Yeah, this is basically the end of the first round.
All right, so this gets messy for me, right? Because if I'm the Colts, I've seen Jalen Phillips linked there. They need D-line help. Yeah. So I might go with Phillips just because I've seen him linked there in a lot of drafts. But also just looking around, Aziz Ojulari could be interesting alongside Darius Leonard. But in, they like Leonard on the edge. I don't know if Zaven Collins goes that high. So, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with Jalen Phillips. It's a big risk at 21, but they need a better pass rush, and they'll hope he stays healthy.
Cool. You, I hate you, because you stole my guy for the Titans. But I guess I was expecting this. I hate taking players from Georgia. That is just a personal thing because it just seems like none of them ever pan out in the NFL. But I think I would have to go with Edge and take Azeez Ojulari.
And that kind of took away from me because I thought about Ojulari to the Jets. Yeah. Trayvon Moehrig is still on the board. They need secondary help, but also Greg Newsome is there. And I've heard that Newsome fits Saleh's defensive system very well. So do I go Moehrig at safety or do I do Newsome at corner?
You're seriously being defense on this one, dude?
Look, I'm looking at the Jets and I just don't see a lot of options for them on offense left over. I mean, like, would you take Tony? I don't know. Like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going in the totally opposite direction. Give me ETN. It's really early, but they have no running backs. Like, and you could say Newsome here, but with ETN on the board, and he will be drafted before the Jets' next pick, it might be a bit of a reach. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to go with the ESPN mock draft I've constantly seen. I'm going to mix it up. I'm taking ETN at 23.
I don't know why I was like saying you're really going defense. I kind of wanted ETN myself for the Steelers. So that actually screwed me up a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, they need a running back because James Conner is gone. But they also need help on – they need tackles, so.
They could also get linebacker help too.
No.
Like with Dupree gone.
No. We're focusing on the offense. We need to give Big Ben time to throw.
Okay.
Okay, we're taking Jalen Mayfield.
Okay, from Michigan?
Yep.
Good take. All right, I'm 25 on Jacksonville. This is where Moehrig's mini slide ends for me. They need safety help. I know that Lawrence needs offensive talent, but the Jaguars have a bunch of early second-round picks, and Tony might be available there, although I don't know if Joe has an idea of taking him soon. I'll take Moehrig, though.
Okay. No one has taken Jeremiah, right?
No one's taken Owusu-Koramoa, which
is – Oh, yeah, okay. Browns need a linebacker. It's either him or Zaven Collins. Taking the better one, Jeremiah and Owusu-Koramoa from Notre Dame.
Fair enough. Yeah. The Ravens, we all know what they need. It's a receiver. I'm taking Terrace Marshall Jr. out of LSU. He's big. He can run every route. You need a number one. He's got the potential to be that. I know that, Joe, you have a different receiver in that spot, but I'm gonna take Marshall.
You're seriously taking – like, I know I put, like, Bateman in my mock draft there, but, like...
Yeah, actually, Bateman's a good option, too. I did – that one did not – I was thinking about it, but I also like Bateman in Green Bay from what I've been hearing in a lot of mock drafts as well.
Yeah, if there are any Green Bay Packers fans, sorry that he's saying that, because no one likes them taking receiver. But I have the Saints. You can do whatever you want with Green Bay. The Saints, they need a receiver, too. Among other things, I'm not going to steal from you. I am going to go with who I think is better than Terrace Marshall Jr., and that is Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, good pick.
Yeah.
Very. And imagine him with Taysom Hill. That could be interesting.
Exactly. Or Jameis Winston.
Fair enough. All right, I'm taking Bateman 29 of Green Bay. I think Bateman or Marshall, one of them has to wind up there. Like, if Green Bay does not get Rodgers some more help there, that'll be a problem.
Yeah. 30, this is a highly underrated player. Had zero sacks in the last year for college football. But he ran the fastest 40-yard unofficial, of course, for 40-yard dash for a edge. And that is Penn State's Jason Owe.
Mm.
I have just loved him after I heard about him for the first time a month ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Has nobody taken Zaven Collins?
Or nope. All
right. Baltimore's got a lot to think about here. We've already gotten them some offensive help. The linebacker core is good, but it's nothing like crazy. I'll go Zaven Collins in Baltimore.
Nice. Nice. Good pick. Great, great pick. Buccaneers have probably the toughest choice right now because they brought back all 22 starters, first Super Bowl team to ever do it. Although they did bring back a lot on that loaded team, they are still missing a piece on their defensive line. You know, not too many sacks. So it's hard, but I think I'm going to have to go with Christian Barrymore.
Fair enough. I've seen him linked there a lot. Also, you've got Sue's pretty old, so like that's a long-term option.
Yeah.
All right. So before we head to your hot take, who are the best players we've left out? I think Newsom being left out is interesting. We left out Jamin Davis from Kentucky. We also left out Nick Bolton from Missouri.
Gregory
and Elijah Rousseau. Moore. I've seen Elijah Moore actually linked to Tennessee a bit too.
Yeah, Gregory Rousseau too. Did you say Samuel Cosmi?
I did not, but I've seen he's dropping quite a bit.
Yeah. Rondale Moore, Creed True. Humphrey.
True.
A lot of people that have been mentioned in the first round. But like,
and you could even see a guy like Javonte Williams sneak into the tail end of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. Yeah, I guess you could, but like, I mean, why would you?